And you're listening to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO News. I'm Adam Innes. Canada Post workers are on strike nationally, but the closure of the historic NDG Post Depot is a specific point of anger for local mail carriers. Postal workers have been picketing at their workplaces across the country since November 15th for higher pay and stronger benefits. On the same day the strike began, the 89-year-old NDG Post Depot closed down. The closing of the depot is part of Canada Post's route restructuring. Before restructuring, mail carriers and NDG would start their day at this depot, sort the mail for their route, and head out, often on foot. Now, every mail carrier has been assigned a truck, and NDG mail centers have been moved to Snowden and Bridge Street depots, where mail carriers go to pick up these trucks for their shift. Andreas Lamontis has been a mail carrier with a foot route in NDG for 17 years. He says the closing of the building is an end to a familiar way of life.
I'm kind of losing my home for the last almost 20 years, so it's very sad to see it go. I don't see a point to removing this building from the city, from this area, because everybody in the community come here to get their mail, or, you know, they know that the mail is going to be delivered in orderly fashion. Now they're making us go to big depots where there's, you know, it's more of like a schoolyard with 1,000 employees, and it's just like a big depot.
Lorraine Muller has been a mail carrier since 2017. The closing of the depot means her 8-minute walk to work at the beginning of her day is now a 45-minute bus ride. She says the closure jams up workflow.
You also have no time with your colleagues in the morning because we sort for 2 hours. We kind of joke around as we do it, and then we go out and we deliver for 6 hours. That's how it works. So it makes your day variable. So if it's minus 40 outside, at least you have a couple hours in the morning where you're, you know, you're warm and you're doing your job and you're preparing your mail the way you want to prepare it. And you know who your changes of address are and you know who your hold mail is. So you know your customers even better than just delivering to them. You know their needs, you know, what special services they have, which is something they're taking away. So now people are supposed to show up, load their truck and just go and deliver for 8 hours a day. How is that not going to use people's bodies? I feel like it's going to lead to more injuries. And the person who's sorting for 8 hours a day, it's going to have repetitive stress.
A Canada Post Corporation spokesperson, Phil Rogers, said in a statement about closing the depot that motorizing the routes will help with efficiency and managing parcel volumes, and that the corporation will work with workers to adapt to the changes. The historic Post Depot on the corner of Sherbrooke and Wilson is quite distinct, with stone pillars and mid-20th century architecture style. The community landmark is not yet listed for sale. For CJLO and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And yeah, welcome back for today's show. Before we get too far into things, I did just want to say that starting next week, Hitting All the Bases will now be taking place from 8 to 9 p.m. every Tuesday instead of 9 to 10 p.m. So I'm just moving up an hour. I'm taking the Dreamscapes slot because they're moving to a different time slot for scheduling reasons. So starting next week, Hitting All the Bases will be from 8 to 10 p.m. on Tuesdays. Okay. How are you guys doing? The weather here is like miserable. Today I had my painting critique. Yesterday I had my photography critique, which basically means that two of my three courses are finished for the semester, which basically means that my undergrad is like over. Basically, pretty much we're done. I just have a research paper next week for my like last class, but two of my three classes are done. So like I'm basically done, which is really strange. And yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Things are weird. Graduating, finishing when you like have to wait months to graduate is like a very weird place to be in. The fact that we don't have snow also is like not helping because I'm like extra seasonal depression-y because, like, the snow makes it worth it, except December's on Sunday and it hasn't snowed once and it's been raining all day. Like, you need an umbrella rain, not like freezing rain, like rain. But apparently it's supposed to snow on Friday, which also on Friday from 10 to 4, I think it is, I will be at the Caps Holiday Art Market in the atrium of the library building at Concordia, which is really exciting. I've got plants, prints that I've done and prints of paintings that I've had ordered and original artworks and notebooks and mouse pads and blankets and tote bags. And yeah, that's pretty much all I'm going to have, which is going to be really exciting. And I'm really excited about that. So yeah, I'll be there selling my stuff. Hopefully I can sell a bunch of it because I don't want to bring it back. And I just have a lot of it in the apartment and I would like to find some new homes for these lovely items. So I feel like that's all I really need to say. Today's music is all new music released in the last like 6 weeks or so. Yeah, we're going to start with Jealousy by Noah and the Void. Then we're going to do Pie in the Sky by Saint Lucia. And then I had to put one Christmas song in there. So we're going to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas covered by Jenna Rain. So let's get you guys going with Jealousy by Noah and the Void.
The wind doesn't call back like you time to time. I don't wanna get up, I don't wanna shine. I got all the answers and you brought the wine. So we'll shake up till we wake up. Something that I regret, I didn't know when I
joyful, merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. The Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the Lord allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself merry little Christmas now. Ooh, Christmas now.
Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM. Where all stories meet.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in to the second episode of Discordia on Monday, December 2nd at 6 p.m., wherein we explore the Concordia Student Union drive for accreditation, anti-corporatization on campus, and so much more.
On CJLO 1690 AM or online at cjlo.com.
Welcome back. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through our first three songs of the evening. We started with Jealousy by Noah and the Void. This was released as a single on November 18th, but it's like kind of like an EP, I guess you could say, because the single is titled The Roots and it features three songs, including the one we listened to, which is called Jealousy. Noah in the Void is a one-man show from New Hampshire, but I'm pretty sure he's still currently located in Boston. Last I heard from a friend of mine who knows him that he was still in Boston. His work started as a project dedicated to spreading mental health awareness, but now Noah and the Void will be releasing new music until the end of the year or until there's no more music. And at the end of the year, 100% of the streaming revenue from the music he's been releasing will be donated to cancer research. After this, Noah and the Void will be taking a little bit of a hiatus. You can head to evanscrew.org to learn more about the cause that Noah's donating this money to. Evan was Noah's childhood friend, and other things have happened in his life regarding individuals with cancer, so he's doing what he can, and then he's going to take some time off. Then we had Pie in the Sky by Saint Lucia. This was released November 22nd, 2024, another one that's kind of like an EP. It features two other songs, including Pie in the Sky, which is what we listen to. Saint Lucia is led by husband and wife duo Jean-Philippe Grobler from South Africa and Patty Brennick from Germany. And then we had Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Jenna Raine, because I just couldn't not. This was released November 15th, 2020 as a single. Jenna Raine is from Texas. She's from Texas. She started out as an actress and she still continues to act while releasing music. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was written in 1943 by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, and it was introduced by Judy Garland in 1944 in the musical Meet Me in St. Louis. This was on MGM, by MGM. And then Frank Sinatra later recorded a version with slightly modified lyrics. And there have been since been a few altered versions, like Michael Bublé, Christina Aguilera. They've recorded their own slightly altered versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I actually haven't been listening to Chris. Oh, guys, if you're a Spotify listener, Spotify Wrapped is coming. I feel like it's like a week. It's like the first week of December or something. First, second week of December. Spotify Wrapped is like happening in the next like 20 days, which is like really exciting. But that also means that they like stop counting November 1st. So all the music you've been listening to in November doesn't count towards your Spotify Wrapped. And all the music until January doesn't count until your to your next Spotify Wrapped. I'm actually really curious to see what it's going to be. And maybe if I get it in time before I go home for Christmas, I'm going to do like a Spotify Wrapped breakdown and like expose myself. Because let me tell you, I have been all over the bat this year. Like I have listened to Would That I by Hozier so many times. But I've also listened to Casablanca by Baby Gang and Morad like a lot of times. And I've also been starting to listen to like Boiler Room, like house music. But I also listen to like a lot of indie music. I've also been getting into like jazz and like this 50s, 60s, and 70s and like a little bit of the 40s. So I have no idea what it's going to be. I'm actually quite excited. So I might expose myself. I kind of did expose myself, but I might expose myself in a few weeks once Spotify Wrapped comes out. I will find the date for it and let you guys know after we listen to our next three songs, which we're starting off with If You Wanna, in brackets, Take Me Home, the folk version by Kids That Fly. Then we got Breakdown by Ash Molloy. And then we have Mama Don't Know by Puma June. And then we'll chit chat. All right. So here we go with If You Wanna, Take Me Home. Take Me Home is in brackets, the folk edition by Kids That Fly.
Dropped out middle of high school, pop dream thought I'd play with a band tail. I messed up, never got a place on my own. Now I'm driving in a deadbeat city, broke down, headed up the freeway. Top down, but the lane won't stick around. But if you wanna take me home, if you wanna come on down, if you wanna come. Kid Bay crew, so cold, but you always wanna stay till. I try to ride it, but there's still no place to go on. I never made it out of deadbeat city. Streets tough, but the skyline's pretty. Never thought it till the likes of you came along. So if you wanna take me home, if you wanna come on down, if you wanna come. Top stop, but you always with your makeup. Shot down, lover, will you take me far away from here? So if you wanna take me on, if you wanna come on down, if you wanna come. If you wanna change my mind, if you wanna hold me down, if you wanna hold.
pray. I seen this day before, the type I should ignore. Why can't I lock that door? I just wanna lose myself inside another breakdown. I'm too proud to call for help, and now I'm on the last round. Just like
all right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And before we get into those first three songs, I did check up on the date for the Spotify wrap. Spotify never releases a specific date, but everything is saying that it's expected to be late November, early December. So literally, maybe next week, we'll go through my Spotify wrapped. Maybe. We'll see if it's out. We started with If You Wanna, in brackets, Take Me Home, the folk mix by Kids That Fly. This was released also November 15th, 2024, as an EP titled If You Wanna, brackets, Take Me Home, Hype Mixes, HYPH. Kids That Fly is a band composed of college comrades that was created in the fall of 2018 while the band members were all attending the University of Connecticut. Then we had Breakdown by Ash Molloy. This one was also released November 15th, 2024. It's a single. And Ash Molloy is a multi-instrumentalist with a degree in neuroscience from Torbay, Newfoundland. And then we had Mama Don't Know by Puma June. Another one that was released on November 15th, 2024. Seems that like the hot thing to do this November was to release music on the 15th. Because half of these... How many songs actually were released on the 15th? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 songs have been released on the 15th out of like 12. So that's over half. So apparently it's a hot thing to do. Anyways, Mama Don't Know by Puma June, also released on November 15th as a single. Puma June is a Toronto-based multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, songwriter, and producer, but they're actually from Barrie, Ontario, and Puma June's music career began at 6 on the violin, where they were trained classically in Suzuki method. I don't know what that means, but maybe there are people listening who do know what it means. Because I don't know anything about the violin. Let me tell you, I'm not talented when it comes to instruments, okay? I'm not. I had to learn recorder in school. I had to learn how to play the guitar. I had to learn how to play the flute. I actually had the most success with the flute and did that for like 2 years. And the... I don't know why I picked the flute. I could have literally picked any instrument that I wanted, and I chose the flute. Don't ask me why. Also, I feel like there was a time, or maybe I just enjoyed banging around on the piano at my nana's house. I don't know, but I am not an instrument person. I don't have any skills when it comes to instruments or technology, but mostly... instruments. I got more skills at technology than I do at instruments. All right. Up next, our next three songs, we've got Hurt by Sam Lynch, Time Takes Time by She Bad, and then we got Body Snatcher by Dominique Way. So let's get to it with Hurt by Sam Lynch here on CJLO 1690 or AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal, and this is Hurt by Sam Lynch.
It stung just a little when you said I'm not sure where we're going.
if I close my eyes. I believe it if I try. But you and I both know that you get so high on revealing a little bit of yourself with every line. Just enough to always keep me leaning in. Just enough to make me fall every time.
The sun shines over us. found a way out of this. Fall flat, pulled backwards. Detached, I don't wanna turn back again. I'm running too fast, I can't. I tend to listen for peace in the water. Noises do nothing but bother me. I live in the quiet a lot, so everything feels so out of reach. My feet feel a little bit farther, dangle in place until I can't see. I try not to surface it all, cause I'm hiding and hiding.
Start your engines and get ready to end your semester in style. On November 30th, Canada's Drag Race star Kiara is taking over Reggie's and hosting an unforgettable night of drag. Also, all profits go to the Canadian Cancer Society. This event is presented by Queer Concordia and Concordia Relay for Life. For more details, follow their Instagrams at Queer Concordia and at Concordia Relay. Come for the glam, stay for the cause. Doors at 8:30 and show at 9.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three songs that we listened to before the ad. We started out with Hurt by Sam Lynch, released again on November 15th, 2024, as part of an album titled Outline. Sam Lynch is a Vancouver-based singer, songwriter, and musician. Then we had Time Takes Time by She Bad. This was released November 1st, 2024, off of the debut album Music is the Answer. She Bad is a Guelph, Ontario-based music and art project by Claire Voy and Ciccio Spagnolo. The art made by She Bad is made by Claire and Ciccio, as well as the artists in their community, and all of the music is recorded and produced at home. Then we had Body Snatcher by Dominic Way, released October 24th, 2024, as a single. Dominic Way is a singer and songwriter based in Toronto, and her debut album, Sprig, like a sprig of rosemary, sprig of thyme, sprig of a Christmas tree, sprig of a fir, whatever, I don't know, Sprig, was released this fall. Up next, gosh, guys, I have a headache and I have to pee really bad because I drank 1.5 of my water bottles before this show started. But I have 15 minutes, so I'm holding it through. I just need to have a little sip of water here. Guys, everybody should join me in having a sip of water because I bet you're all dehydrated, except my mom, because she drinks a lot of water and she usually listens. So I know she's not dehydrated, but I'm sure everybody else is dehydrated. So I'm going to take a little sip of water, and you're also going to take a little sip of water with me, okay? I'm going to give you a few moments to gather your water drinking equipment, bottle, cup, whatever. Mine is a 32-ounce all-black Hydro Flask covered in stickers. We've got a sticker from Mahone Bay, from Cal's Ice Cream Store. Got a CJ Low sticker. I got some stickers from the Adirondacks and Vermont. I got a Montreal smoked meat sandwich with a pickle and a Coke. I got a Perry Sound sticker. I got some artwork. Got a sticker with a snowmobile on it. Got a sticker that says no thanks to plastic bags. Also have a sticker that has then my camp name that one of the campers that I was working with this summer made for me. Anyways, I'm gonna have a sip of water. You guys are gonna have a sip of water. All right, we're gonna have a little sip together. That was very refreshing. My water's actually cold. Shout out to the like cooler thing in the station for having cold water. Okay. Now that we're all like hydrated and everyone's like feeling better, we have 3 more songs for the night. But before we get into that, I did just want to remind everyone listening, in case people join in partway through, that starting next week, Tuesday, December 3rd, my show, this one that you're listening to right now, which I know that you're the biggest fan of ever, and you just love to listen to my voice, and you think my music taste is exquisite, and you would be so sad if it wasn't in your life anymore, and you turned on the radio next week between 9 and 10 p.m., and you were like, oh my God, where is this girl? She won't be there. She is in me. My show will be moving from 8 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays going forwards instead of 9 to 10 p.m. So we're going an hour forwards. It's like how the time changed and went back an hour. I'm going forwards an hour because I will be an hour earlier than normal. Dreamscapes is switching up their time. They've made announcements, so if you are a Dreamscapes listener, you will know where to go based off of that. So don't worry, guys. I'm not like giving Dreamscapes the boot. Like, they needed to switch up their scheduling for, you know, to make things work, and I jumped at the chance to have a bit of an earlier time because, like, I don't want to be taking the bus from Loyola downtown and like the snow and the cold and the ugh. That's just not it. Because thank you so much, Concordia University, for receiving increased tuition from the government of Quebec, and your first decision is to cut student services. Oh my God, thank you so much, appreciate it. But can we please bring back the bus? Like, be for real, why did you cut student services and like lower classes and like not have people teaching things instead of like other things, because only 1% of your budget is spent on student services? Be for real, why'd you do that? Anyways, we're going to get into the last 3 songs. We've got Alien by Gaspard Eden, Can You Feel It by Maddie Ritter, and Do You Ever Wonder by Chanukah. Let's get it going with Alien by Gaspard Eden.
It's hard to swallow, the only thing of alien sorrow from my head to my toes. In my youth. The angel is back and he's boiling. Sucking back liquor from its wounds. There's no use.
you laughing like a crow. If only I knew.
Do you ever want?
All right, good evening. Thank you so much for listening. This is Hitting All the Bases, live on CJLO 1690 AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We just listened to Alien by Gaspard Eden, released November 15, 2024. Gaspard Eden is a self-taught Canadian singer-songwriter from Quebec City. Then we had Can You Feel It by Maddie Ritter. Also, this one was released October 15, 2024 off of the album Songs of Life and Death. Maddie Ritter is a singer, producer, and multi-instrumentalist born and bred in Toronto. And then we had Do You Ever Wonder by Chinooka. This was released October 4th, 2024 as a single, and Chinooka is a Toronto-based singer-songwriter. Yeah, that's all I have for you guys. I will catch you guys next week, but from 8 to 9 instead of 9 to 10. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, this is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will see you talk to you guys next week. I'm a trailer.